there's a guy called Dean Patch who is the head of Risk Metrics, which is the big proxy advisory firm in Australia, which tells all the institutions how to vote their shares, and has had quite a profound impact on corporate voting outcomes in recent times. He wrote a recent article in the Financial Review, and which also I think ran in Company Director magazine, basically launching a big attack on the voting system in Australia. I mean, he didn't name Computershare, but he talked about the fact that the US have an auditable electronic system of voting, whereas in Australia, it's just a manual system, which is prone to potential errors and isn't auditable. Now, he used a very colourful phrase where he said, quote, "The shop window of respectability presented at Australian listed company meetings belies the presence of a back office brothel where even the most basic shareholder right to vote is habitually violated." Now, that's very colourful, obviously, but I think there is a bit of a point behind what he's saying, in that there isn't a scrutineering system, or there isn't an audit system, or there has been known to be errors. So is there a risk to our franchise if we don't get to world best practice on having in Australia a bankable, auditable system of full electronic voting for corporate elections?
I could probably say something best. I think I'll hand it over to Stuart, because I think we're by far probably world best practice.
I must admit that there are a few things. First of all, Risk Metrics, who employ Dean Patch, offer a vote collection business. The ISS business model originally was to provide recommendations to end institutional shareholders on how they should vote on particular resolutions, and to try and entrench its position in that space, it has put together an offering where it says it will take votes, shepherd them through the very complex system of custodians and global custodians and regional sub-custodians back to delivery onto the register. So Dean is actually talking his own book. The truth is that Australia is much nearer world's best practice, in my view, than any other market that I can think of. In the US, for instance, there is no auditing, there is no scrutineering. In the US, they establish the records for who votes at a meeting 45 days before the meeting. So if you own shares 45 days before the meeting, you get votes for those shares, even though you might have sold them in the intervening 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks. In Australia, that lead period is no more than 36 hours. In America, issuers have no capacity to communicate and provide information to their shareholders. There's no transparency of the shareholder relationship in the way that there is here. The issues that actually exist in voting tend to happen through the custody networks, because as a registrar, we can only recognise the votes of the legal owner. The legal owner is the name of the person on the register. For most of us, in relation to our own holdings, that will be us, but for the institutions who are, and for Stephen it will be the same, he'll be on the register and his vote will come to us directly. For the institutions, because they have to use custodians, and if they're an American institution, they'll use a global custodian, which will appoint a regional custodian, which will appoint a local sub-custodian. There'll be huge chains through which the beneficial instructions will have to move to get to the Australian custodian, who's actually the name on the register. All those movements take time, and if the number of shares in the position have moved in the meantime, potentially you can end up with votes failing because they will try and vote more shares than they actually own. At a practical level, what we have done, and we did long before Dean started his rather colourful campaign, we've already provide an online voting solution, which a number of you will have seen in your Computershare shareholdings, and I hope a number of you took the opportunity to vote online. I think we got 25% or so of the votes online. Greg, Mark, is that right? Yeah. Which is a fabulous result. Early next year, we're looking to roll out a service for custodians that will provide them with a much more interactive way to track their voting positions and make sure that they don't end up with the overvoting and losing votes that way that they do. So I guess the short version is Dean Patch is pushing a commercial agenda rather than the market interest. For retail shareholders, the concerns he raises are meaningless. When he puts up other international markets as better than Australia, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And in fact, Australia, and especially Computershare, is looking to further enhance what is already, we think, the best and most transparent voting structure in the world.
Thank you, Stuart.